Learning Masechus Zvachim, we are in the 11th parak. We're going to continue down the 4th Mishnah. Mishnah tells us, Echad HaBegid, Echad HaSak, Echad HaOr, that as we learned yesterday in Masechus Chagiga, these three are often connected to one another. A garment, as well as sackcloth or leather. Te'unim Kibus B'Mokim Kadosh. So this entire parak is discussing that if blood from a chatas, a sin offering, would get onto a garment, then it requires kibbutz, it requires that blood to be removed through the means of cleansing or washing that garment. So it's necessary that it's not just referring to a regular garment, but even if it's sackcloth or leather, those also fall into the same category, in that you'd be required to remove the blood through the means of kibbutz, through washing. Not only that, but machin kadosh. It can't be just brought outside to a local laundromat. It had to be done in the Azara, in the area of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Shviras Kli Cheres, when it came to using a earthenware vessel in which they would be cooking the chatas meat, so they would have to shatter that earthenware vessel. Because we know that when it comes to earthenware, it has the capacity to be boile, it absorbs things, but it's not poiled, it doesn't, no matter what you do to kosher it, there will not be the capacity to completely remove everything from it. And therefore, shviras kli, you need to break this kli cheres. But makam kadosh also in a place in which is holy, namely the azara. The mariko shtifa, when it comes to purging the kli nechoshes, metal vessels, or that of copper, but makam kadosh also has to be done in a holy place. Now, why are we destroying this earthenware vessel, or koshering these vessels, if in fact all you did was put into it chatas meat? Because we know that there's a time limit as to how long you can eat this meat. Afterwards, it's rendered nosar. It's considered to be invalid because it's leftover, it's extra. And therefore, it stands to reason anything that absorbed into these vessels after a certain amount of time becomes nosar, and therefore it invalidates not only the food, but also the vessel in which the food is absorbed into. And therefore, it's necessary to kasher those vessels. Or in the case of an earthenware vessel, it has to be destroyed or shattered. The Gemara actually says that it was miraculous and that the shards, the pieces of the earthenware vessel, actually absorbed into the ground. Otherwise, there would have been a significant amount of pieces left all over the place. Then the Mishnah concludes and says, Zeh chomer b'chatas mikodshei kadoshim. When it comes to, at least when it comes to the cleansing of the garment, that is the time in which we're more strict when it comes to the chatas offering, that we require all forms of cleansing this garment to remove the dam, as opposed to other sacrifices that if blood would go onto those other onto a garment, then the requirement of washing them would not be necessary.